The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Bless you. God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
Once again, we thank the Lord for another time of coming together in prayer.
And
I welcome each and every one of you, especially those on Port Bean.
And it is true, Port Bean. So
we must be very sense. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane,
that
watch and pray so that you not fall into temptation. I have observed in this church that people who come out with some lingering problems, I have observed that there are people who, when we are organizing such lengthy programs, you don't see them.
Now, I'm going to confuse you. As you say, you may be a yenta ehuomo.
Some you see them once, twice, three times, they have disappeared.
Go about come you know, bam you say me pay asa omaira.
I have placed a mark on such people.
That
whenever any problem of this appears, I'll ask them to go and pray the days that we have prayed that they were not around. This week we have been dealing with unyielding challenges, unyielding situations, unyielding spirit and powers.
And
yesterday, I took time to explain to you why certain situations don't give up in your life.
And onyamre pa chile mo.
Because there is nothing here on earth that is greater than the word of God, greater than the Holy Spirit, greater than the name of Jesus, and greater than the blood of Jesus. Absolutely nothing. Because this earth was created by Jesus.
Now, Jesus Christ, no more,
the devil himself, Lucifer, was created by God.
Lucifer.
He was an archangel. The bright and morning star. Leading all the angels in heaven. Until iniquity was found in him. And so war broke out between Lucifer and the angels that align with him in heaven, and then Michael and the rest of the angels.
Now, Lucifer ni abofua ebe ebwa no no any Michael sini ni nkrofo abofu nzuntim.
And in Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7, we saw that war.
And
how Michael and the other angels cast down
Lucifer.
The moment that iniquity was found in Lucifer, he took on a different nature called Satan or devil. His legal name is devil. Meaning the one who accuses the brethren before God. And his enemy and opposing name is Satan. Which simply means an adversary, an enemy. And he is behind many situations in our lives. He is the one who inspires situations. He is the one who leads us even into making mistakes and wrong choices and other things. He's the one who incites people to hate us. He's the one who causes many troubles. But then,
and so no.
The truth is that there are some unyielding problems,
Granny said,
situations in our lives. Meanwhile, let me say that you and I in Christ, we have been given power over Satan or the devil. Every child of God, you are the master of Satan or the devil. Say, I am the master of Satan or the devil. Say, I am the master of Satan or the devil. Say, I am the master of Satan or the devil. Say, in Christ, as a covenant child of God, in Christ, as a covenant child of God, in Christ, as a covenant child of God, I am Satan's. Satan is my slave. Satan is my servant.
Satan
is my slave. I am Satan's master. I am the devil's master. The devil is my slave. Satan is my slave. In Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If you understand what you have said, I'm going to tell you something. This is very true. But in John chapter 14, verse 30. John
14:30,
Jesus said,
yes, you can be said,
the prince of this world cometh. But he has nothing in
me.
If Satan can find something in you, then what you have said right now is zero. I'm telling you, if he can find something in you, what is it that Satan can find in you? Anger. It doesn't mean that you not get angry. But a certain degree of anger and other hatred, envy, bitterness, fornication, lying, immorality. If he can find these things in you, these are the things, you know, the things that causes situation not to surrender. They are legal right and lances that Satan has.
Now, when in your mama, Emma, Satan, and Atibia, ain't me angel, na aye, to me krata, any yama who quine, Emma Satan.
Like I said yesterday,
Senia and Roka, you know.
These prayers you have been praying, they are self-delivery. And self-deliverance. You don't need a prophet. If you pray this prayer well, you see the way things should be turning in your life. Situations don't yield. Powers behind our situation are not giving up. Because they have a license. They have a legal right. Who gave them that license? Or who gave them that legal right? Our ancestors. Ancestral covenant. Family covenant. Parental covenant. Personal covenant. The way we talk. What we do with our bodies. The things we think in our mind. As we are in this church right now. Somebody, only the body is here. The mind is not here. I am telling you the truth. Only the body. For people to see, for pastor to see that he came or she came. Already you have given the situation a license. For the unyielding situation to bow. You must take away its lances. You must take away its rights. And then you command it. That is what we have been doing the past 2 days. And those who understand this prayer well. And give themselves to eat. Look, you don't need 40 day fast. Some of you are already treading the path of your parents. Your mother's marriage didn't work well. Your father's marriage didn't work well. You are already following the steps that caused your mother's marriage not to work. Because that family spirit or covenant is still working against you. So even though you are a Christian, you're already having a boyfriend. You're already doing some things. God showed me a lady that I've been bragging about. I don't know why when God shows me things, he tells me, don't tell her anything, don't say anything. God was saying, she has already finished herself. Because she has already made up her mind.
Why not being so that
she has chosen her own path? So what happened to the mother? Has already happened to her. She's not yet married.
Though.
It has already happened to her before even she thinks to marry.
And sana.
My God. Hey! Have mercy on us. We give Satan lances and legal rights our mindset, the way we think.
Satan to me krata any yehu nuhu kwain enam de kwaya yefaso egin.
Do you know that people are in church?
Only say ni party asore demo.
But they don't follow church regulation when they want to marry.
Ombe some warrior omu ni asore inshi sayeso.
Some believe that they can go and fornicate and they can only be punished 6 months.
Obigini sir. Six months.
What is it? They will not beat you. They will not take you to
the police station.
Do you know what caused that thought? And that behavior? Is your ancestors' covenant? It is a family altar. That is what, because it wants to settle you for less. So that you have your own way. So that thing will continue. Tonight, we want to deal with this theme. Let every unyielding thing give way for my now to happen.
Ma bibibia empesebe jemu emma kwan emma mi sia sesia no ac.
Let every unyielding thing give way.
Bibibia empesebe jemu emma kwan
for my now to happen.
Emma mi pray ac sesia.
Now, because of yesterday's teachings, you know what that means. Let every unyielding thing, that thing, every unyielding battle, every unyielding agent, every unyielding problem, sickness, situation, give way. And the reason why it must give way is because you have taken away its lancet.
Why Jini to me crat and everything?
Why is my husband treating me that way?
I didn't tell me kuno oye me say.
Why is my wife treating me that way?
I didn't tell me yere so oye me say.
There is a spirit that has a lancet.
Now who home you wa why to me crat
in the life of your husband or your wife? Until that spirit's license is withdrawn, it will continue to behave like that. Please, I want you to know that being a child of God is different. In fact, God has given me a message for Sunday. You don't know what it means to be a child of God. You don't know what it means that Jesus came to die for you. Look, the standard is high. No wonder many Christians are praying for things we shouldn't pray about. Who told you God is holding your marriage, your husband from you? Your husband to be. Your wife to be. The children you want to have. Pregnancy. Has God been pregnant before? Does God need a husband? Does he need a wife? Why is he holding your husband? Why is he holding your wife? He doesn't need it. He created these things for you. What is it that God will give you and he will lose? Peace, joy, prosperity, the whole world. What is it that what God will give to you and he will lose? Nothing. The moment you become born again, all this, you have been ushered into these things. Like Ashanti Hini, Osajifo, how do you call it? Otunfo. Like Otunfo's child.
I said Otunfo ba.
When you are born, you are Otunfo's child.
Na sa uyo Otunfo ba.
From baby.
Efi muframu.
You start growing.
Unyini.
In the palace.
Ewa hivye.
Will you beg for something?
Ube sire bibiana. Fiye hiyawa da.
Will you beg for something?
Ube sire bibiana.
Do you go to Otunfo and say, please, I need food.
I need food.
Do you have to go to Achimota Forest and pray that God touch Otunfo to give me food? You don't go to Achimota Forest. Because you are related. You are a blood child. The same way you are to God. Amen. The same way you are to God. But because of our own mindset, lifestyles, behaviors, that has given Satan or the devil the lancet. The other day I went to my former church. Oh, it was a reunion.
I said, some
of these old people, they are still there. Some people I knew were young. They are growing. Some too who had grown. They are becoming older. This particular lady, I was looking at her. And after church, they took me to office. Somebody want to see you. I know she will see me. And then she came. Say, hey, it's you.
I see, hey, oh.
Say, how are things?
I see, Niamat is saying.
Say, Pastor.
I say, so for.
Things are the same.
Niamat is saying that here, oh.
I say, what?
I say, Aden.
Things are the same.
Niamat is saying that here.
She's about 65 years now.
When you bear the sin, no more. If you see the sin,
then I said to her, do you know?
And I said, what do you mean?
You are the same.
It's
not things.
It's
you.
Who
are still the same. If you want things to change, you change. Find out what you should change. I say find out what you should change. Things that don't change. I'm telling you, I told her. When I was leaving her church, she was holding masters. Now she has two PhDs. She's an executive somebody in our nation here. She has a bodyguard. She has a driver. But things are still the same. Say, Lord, what is it that I have to change? For things to change. Somebody should write that prayer point for me. It's a prayer point. Say, Lord, what do I have to change? For things to change. Please, listen to
me.
Our God is not difficult. Sometimes we pastors, we are the problem. You go to prayer meetings, and the way they are celebrating witches, your father's house, your mother's house, so so and so this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
And say.
It is true. But listen to me.
Answer to me.
You deal with those things once. And you deal with them anytime the Holy Spirit prompts you. Otherwise, there is a Christian life to live. If you know the way the devil and his demons fear you, you don't know. But because the devil and his agent, they know we don't know.
And I'm saying,
they don't know we don't know who we are. And they know that we have sided with them. We are living our own way. So we have given them a license. That is all. So the devil appears powerful. Witches appear something. You go to Achimota Forest.
And
for 1 hour, they are dealing with witches. They are dealing with witches. 1 hour. They are dealing with witches. You go to a church. The first 45 minutes opening prayer. They are dealing with witches in the church. Hey. We have given witches power. Because you have given them lances. Look, there are some prayers now I only pray when the Holy Spirit prompts me. When I hear, deal with it. I can't remember the last time I prayed some prayers. I pray a lot in tongues, almost 24 hours.
As
I am talking right now, I'm praying in tongues. As I'm talking right now, I am praying in tongues in my mind. tonight.
And you're praying.
So, have you written that prayer point down?
Watch what I'm about
to Lord, answer. What should I change in my life? For things to change. Which area of my life should I give attention? For things to change. Write that prayer point down. I am telling you. Pray this prayer well. Within 3 weeks, you come and tell me something. I said, within 3 weeks, you come and tell me something. What should I change? I've told you the story about one of my professors in Singapore, Haga Institute.
Okay.
Who decided to wait on the Lord for 10 years? He didn't plan. Because the way things were going, even some of the students he has lectured, they are becoming bigger than him. The wife is a doctor. They have two sons. They told the wife, I'm resigning. We are going to rely on your salary. The wife said, okay. He started fasting. A kind of fasting. Not that he doesn't eat throughout. Because no one can survive that 10 years he doesn't eat. Year one. Year two. Year three. Year four. Year five. Year six. Year seven. Year eight. Year nine. In the 10th year. 11:30. Into the other year. Then he heard a voice. Some light appeared. And he heard a voice. Anthony. He's called Professor Anthony D'Souza. If you go online, Google. He was the vice chancellor of University of this university in India. This powerful university in India.
Yes, grow India. So
Anthony. This
way,
this
way,
this
way,
this
way.
Four things. Check these four things. He didn't tell us those four things. Lord, I thank you.
I say, right, let me know. I say,
when they entered the year, January, February, March, they had a call from United Nations, New York.
United Nations,
are you Professor Anthony D'Souza?
Anthony D'Souza,
Francis Xavier University, Francis Xavier University in Bombay. Francis Xavier University in Bombay.
Bombay.
Are you Professor Anthony D'Souza? Your name has come up.
Oh, when the MPA.
For us to consider you as a United Nations consultant on economic affairs and social welfare. Can you come to New York for us to talk?
New York,
the next week, another call came from ILO, International Labour Organization. The other week, another call came from the World Bank. Within some few weeks, he is a international consultant to World Bank, United Nations, ILO. After 10 years waiting to hear from God. And as at the time he was teaching us in class and he was telling us this in Singapore. He said,
okay, sir.
Every man, he's making millions of dollars.
He
said, money is nothing.
He
doesn't even want it. How many years did it take him? 10 years to ask God one simple question.
One simple
question. What should I change? To have a change. What should I change? What should I tackle? The Lord said, go and teach them. I don't know why this prayer time God said, teach them. I don't know. Open your Bibles today to John 11:44. Write John 11:44 and Luke 19:30. John 11:44. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, the latter part is what we are going to pray. Pick up the grave clothes and let him go. Some version says, loose him.
Be say,
loose him.
Na manenko.
And let him go.
Ye.
Loose him. And let him go. Loose him. And let him go. Some version says, untie him. Yes, the King James says, loose him.
King James says,
and let him go. If it is your Bible, underline that part. Loose
him.
And let him go. In Luke chapter 19, a donkey that has been tied for some time. Jesus sent the disciples to a village. Go and tie that donkey. When anybody asks of you, tell the person that the master is in need of it. Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt or a donkey tied there, which no one has ever ridden. And tie it and bring it here. And tie it. In some few minutes, we are going to untie some things right now. Anything of yours that has been tied down, any blessing, any dream, because you have taken away its nonsense, you cannot untie it. When Lazarus was commanded out of the graves.
Yes, sir. Lazarus,
do you know that you and I are like Lazarus?
Lazarus.
We were dead in sin. Now we are born again. But like Lazarus, when
Lazarus,
he came from the grave, he was still wearing the grave clothes. And Jesus said, Lucy.
Now you
said,
remove
the grave clothes. There are something you yourself must remove. Not God. Lucy.
Sanino.
This donkey that was tied there. Jesus wanted to use it.
Na Yesu be so ordinary ejuma.
But it has been tied.
Na so ya tichire no.
He said, go and untie it.
I see kona kwa sanino.
For me to you.
Na me ntra ne so.
Your dream must be untied tonight. Your destiny must be untied tonight. Anything of yours that has been tied, you must untie it. Why is it that when Jesus commanded Lazarus to come forth, Jesus' power could have removed the death clothes.
Yes.
But no.
So,
Jesus said, that one, you should untie
him.
You should remove it. Because you put it there.
I didn't put it
there. Say, my Father in heaven, I come before you tonight as a covenant child. I come before you tonight as a covenant child. As a new covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. I identify with the new covenant. I'm a child life of the new covenant. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anything in me.
Anything within me, anything in my soul, anything in my spirit,
that will hinder my prayer from ascending to your throne, I confess every now. I want to begin with that prayer. Say, Oh Lord, let me know.
Let me know.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This These are all preparatory prayers.
I
don't know why God loves this church so much. If I tell you the people who follow us, archbishops, one archbishop called me and I said, oh, so when he mentioned, I said, how did you get my number?
No, Obaku Frosi, now you didn't have my number.
He said, he just laughed.
No, sorry.
Getting your number is too easy.
Na me nya your number there, there for full for Kramami.
Your general superintendent is my boy.
Mo penny pan, yeah, my boy.
I will just call him.
My friend, no.
This pastor of yours, say immediately,
oh, so for
hey, he's my father.
Oh, I mean, Papa.
You just call the regional superintendent.
I went from Mountain Penny.
Give the last number out.
No, the number.
You just call the district pastor.
Oh, no, I am Ben Mountain also for.
Yes.
Honey.
And one of the things he said, look.
I never call can he
said. He said, you are a man of revelation.
I said, oh, you're Ben Man or a DEPA.
The things you bring out.
And you're my EPNO.
Your people are blessed.
Crop for no money.
Let me tell you.
Mami can tell so.
With due respect.
We are a hombrasimone obu kwanso.
Please. These prayers.
Sampaye.
If you pray them with your heart.
What they were coming in our boss sampaye.
Don't need to go and see any prophet.
And we hear so bako in commission.
You don't need to go through any direction, any prophetic action,
I
am telling you.
Oh, catch you.
I know what I'm saying.
There
are some testimonies around that I can't give you now.
I see, and I see the baby who are on TV, Masabri.
The day I'll give that testimony.
Eda obedi sa dance no.
Some people will collapse.
Ebi bebu ahwe.
Say my father in heaven.
I say my job was heaven.
Any unyielding situation in my life. That is not yielding. Any situation in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my finances, in my body, in my health, in my home, in my family, any situation, any condition, anything that is not yielding to change, that is not yielding to change, that is not yielding to change, that is not yielding, that is not yielding, that is not surrendering. In the name of Jesus, I take away its lances, I take away its liquor hold, I take away as I clap my hand, I take away. I take away. I take away your lances.
I take away I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights. I take away your license. I take away your legal rights.
I take away your license. I take away your license. Amen.
So any situation in my life, Is working. I'm telling you.
I got you.
The prayer is working. I was invited to. There is a church. Ashanti region.
Or Ashanti Mantem.
That I don't go to hold program.
And then
they mix us.
I'm on the M frying.
Prophets.
Come, chef.
And then some of us.
Any, suffer.
Sometimes I am the third speaker for a whole month, first, second, third, fourth week, all the week, four speakers or five. It's fine. Sometimes I'm the third speaker. Sometimes I'm the last. But one time they put me first. And I understand the others who were prophets, they got angry.
It's come to spoil our work.
Because I am going to open their eyes.
And he said, Obabe be omani.
And tell them some things that they can do for themselves. My people are destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
Listen to this prayer. Any personal nonsense, legal right, or contribution I have made to this unyielding situation. Are you getting it? To this unyielding situation. At the prayer point. Any personal nonsense. Any legal right. Any contribution. I have made. To this and yielding situation.
Amasa tibia ya ombese obeja mimui.
If the blood of the new covenant.
Any moja wo apamfu frunumu.
I take away.
Me fefi ho.
I take away.
Me fefi ho.
I take away.
Me fefi ho.
Are you getting me?
Martin Asier.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Any personal license.
Any personal license.
Or legal right.
Or legal right.
Or contribution.
Or contribution.
I have made.
I have made.
To this unyielding situation.
To this unyielding situation.
To this unyielding situation in my life.
In my life.
Any personal license.
Any personal license.
Any legal right.
Any legal right.
Any contribution.
Any contribution.
I have made.
Amen.
To this unyielding situation,
this unyielding situation
in my life,
in my life,
by the blood of the new covenant,
by the blood of the new covenant,
I take it away.
I take it away.
I take it away.
I take it away.
Pray that prayer right now.
I take it away.
Do you know what the Lord was just telling
me?
See, majority of the unyielding situations in our lives
is
because of our personal contribution. You are poor because you want to be poor. You are in that situation because you want to be. God was just talking to me right now. He said, because I respect your will. I don't violate your human will. God is just congratulating me for availing myself to release this prayer point. Let me show you the power of what human will can do. In Genesis chapter 11, during the building of the Tower of Babel, now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. That's the current Iraq. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used bricks instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." 5. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them." Who is speaking?
When I can say,
"Say, as they become one,
say, Oma beba queen,
as they release their will,
Oma jamu pemui,
nothing they plan to do."
Bibi nuha Oma she sombeya.
Do you know why we are struggling in this project?
Only tell idea prepare side my day way.
It's because it's only B. Sometimes the contractor himself is discouraged. The committee, they are discouraged, but they can't tell you. But God shows
me.
If we will have just 10% of people in this house to say, "Lord, you can do it." People are just saying it's overambitious. God tells me what you talk in your heart, how you feel.
It
tells
me.
Committees. They make as if they are working.
But
in their heart,
it's
too big.
It's
too big. It is after we have finished this project. Before I'll tell people something. So you see your will. Say, my Father in heaven. Any contribution, that I have made to this unyielding situation, any personal contribution, any personal nonsense, any personal legal right I have given to this situation for which it is not yielding to change, oh Lord, by the blood of the new covenant, I take away my contribution. I take away the nonsense. I take away the legal right.
Amen.
Sometimes you know what influence our contributions. What people say. These things, can you do it? Are you sure this is genuine? Are you sure this thing is this? People's influence. Some of you have big dreams. God put those dreams there. But you know, there is a voice telling you, in this family, have you seen anybody? When somebody tried it, you saw what happened to him? My first Buddhist Christian strategic prayer, a pastor called Hansen Akwesinyale, when he came to see it, he was working with his wood Anaba. Isudanaba started writing the same thing. The attack he received. My brother, can you? Truly. That book. I don't want to touch it. Because I saw
Satan.
For 3 months. My mind went blank. I couldn't remember anything. I couldn't remember my wife's name. Anything I put down, I just leave. It is true. I was attacked. But finally, it came out. The things that book went through. His brother, Imanodro here, He printed the book twice. The first one, 1,000. Those days we call it 35 million, 3,500 CDs was charged. He printed everything we're going to launch. I gave it to Brother Kasi, the Francophone, to translate into. He said, Pastor, stop. You can't
land
the book. Pages have mixed up. Chapter 1. Some of chapter 1's pages are in chapter 5 pages. Some of, you see, like that. Everything condemned. It has to be reprinted again. Let me tell you. Anything you are going to do.
And the devil doesn't attack you. It is nothing. But when the enemy comes out, it means that is it. You should stand firm.
Amen.
Say, devil,
devil,
from tonight, I take my stand.
I take my stand
for a change. I take my stand for a change. I take my stand for a change. A change, a change. A change, a change, a change. A change. I can do it. As I clap my hands, let the change come. 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 I refuse every limitation.
Look at another part of the will.
Isaiah chapter 1.
Verse
19. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. If you are willing, say, my Father in heaven, I am willing. I am willing for a change. I am willing for a change. Now is my time. I am willing. Situation must change. It must change. It must change. Shaka taka baya.
I am willing.
The scriptures we read is now we are going to pray the prayer.
Just some night I can kind of finish.
Say, my Father in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Anything of mine. That has been tied down. Like the donkey was tied. Like the donkey was tied. In the blessing of mine. In the dream of mine. In the destiny of mine. In the documents of mine. Everything of mine. That has been tied.
Anywhere.
Let the blood of the new covenant loose it now. Loose it.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, any area of my life, that has been tied,
That has been tied
with the blood of the new covenant. I lose myself. I lose that area. I lose. As I clap my hands, I lose.
Let me explain this prayer. The Lord just opened my eyes. See, anyone that should be a blessing to me, but has been influenced negatively against me, you don't know. Why some people are not helping you. Somebody has said something to them about you. Listen to me. Anytime somebody is close to you, all of a sudden, the person begins to get away from you. Somebody has told the person something about
you.
And the person hasn't found out. God was telling me before we came to church.
He told me
some things. I was shocked.
Can you tell me who drew me?
Some people will be close to you. Showing interest. Suddenly, you realize that they are just becoming like this.
I said,
somebody has influenced them. Just one statement. That guy.
Oh, Zakwano.
Yes, sure you.
Yeah, let's be careful.
That one alone is enough.
And non quampo, a sombo.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch you.
The reason why some people are not getting close to you.
It's
because,
and I'm saying,
they have been told something about you. They have been influenced negatively. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, I will always submit to you.
I
am a vessel in your hands. I am a channel in your hands. You love us so much. Shall we rise up right now? Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
With the blood of the new covenant.
With the blood of the new covenant.
Any human being that should be a blessing to me,
but has been influenced negatively. Has been influenced negatively against me. With the blood of the new covenant, I liberate the person. I liberate the person. I set the person free. I release the person's mind. I release the person's mind. I release the person's mind. I lose the person's spirit. I free. I free. I free the person. I free the person.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say anyone.
Anyone
whose attention has been taken away from me. Anyone whose mind, whose soul, whose spirit has been taken away from me. Who should be a blessing to me? By the blood of the new covenant and with the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring the person's mind back. I bring the person's mind back. I bring the soul back. I bring the spirit back. Yes, call them back right now. Bring them back. Bring them back.
Bring the soul back. I bring the spirit back. I bring the body back. I bring the minds back. I bring the persons back.
I bring 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 back. I bring back.
I bring the minds.
I bring the soul.
I bring
the
soul.
I bring back. I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back. I bring back. With the blood of the new covenant.
I bring back.
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 I bring back. I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back. I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back. I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
I bring back.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any spirit, any demon,
any demon
that is influencing people,
that is influencing people
negatively,
negatively
against me,
against me.
Mandarabashata.
Lord,
Lord, I thank you.
Liko bahataya.
Ah.
Mm-mm.
Do you know how I have survived in this church?
29
years now. In this area. Revelation. Not that I'm powerful.
Revelation.
God will reveal to you what is happening. He will reveal to you how people are thinking. He will reveal to you what people are planning. Revelation is a weapon.
It's
a major key to victory. Some of the old people, they don't know that I'm still a pastor here. God takes me in the night to meeting where people are meeting, what they are saying.
Nyame efa manajo eko nsiemu bebe nipa e
nsiemu eka
nyamoka.
We make
away, we make away, we make away.
When I wake up, I write it down.
Sorry, Penu, actually, ni ato.
I just said something to somebody small. The person stopped coming to church.
Okay, maybe kitwabi, chulobi, kitwabi. Oh, no, I just, sorry.
Say, Pastor, I fear you.
I saw for me, it's true.
Do you know that Ezekiel, you say witchcraft, read Ezekiel.
Nakinka,
God was
Ezekiel.
Always taking Ezekiel to meet him.
Na abibia na mefa Ezekiel honhom odi ko bebia omu
yesi
bebia omu shemu no de na ko
his spirit will be sent there
the honhom be ko ho odi no honhom be ko ho
I am reading Ezekiel now.
Okay, can Ezekiel
God take me to people's homes.
Nyame de me ko nkrofo fie.
God takes me to people's offices.
Nyame de me ko nkrofo office bebia omu ye juma
so that you know how to work with people.
Na won hu se ne won nkrofo be na ntia fa.
Some of you, the way you treat your wife, you think I don't know.
Now you move be saying, yeah, yeah, you don't know. More doing so.
Some of the things I say, yeah, you think your wife has come to report you.
Now in Zambia, me come more doing so. More you don't know. Over come once my children. There be
say in the spirit,
in the spirit,
in the power,
in the power
that is influencing people,
that is influencing people
negatively against me,
negatively against me.
Before we go there, give me Ezekiel. Chapter 11, verse
14.
Look, let me tell you. It is good to be close to God. I'm telling you. God will make you like him. Look at Ezekiel 11 from verse 14.
11:14.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Continue.
Son of man, the people of Jerusalem have said of your fellow exiles and all the other Israelites, they are far away from the Lord. This land was given to us as our possession. Continue. Therefore, say this is what the sovereign Lord says. Although I send them far among... No, let me check. I want to show you something. Just to correct somebody's mind. Because I just got a revelation that somebody is confused. What did we read? Ezekiel 11. Oh, sorry. Ezekiel 11. Let's start from verse 1. That is it. Ezekiel 11 from verse 1. Sorry. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the gate of the house of the Lord. That faces east, like this church. Then at the entrance of the gate were 25 men. This thing was happening in a vision. And I saw among them Jezaniah, son of Azor, and Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. The Lord said to me, son of man, these are the men who are plotting evil and giving wicked advice in this city. They say, haven't our houses been recently built? This city is, you see, when you read down,
who came back from?
They didn't know that the spirit of Ezekiel was there.
Now, when you say Ezekiel, home, our hobby
from tonight,
if you rain,
let God begin to take your spirit
to
the witches' camp,
yes.
The camp of your enemy,
yes.
Where they are plotting and planting. Let your spirit appear there. Let your spirit appear there. Let your spirit appear there. Some of the things I say, you think your friend. What you discuss, your friend?
If you are me, in same way, make a judgment. In same way, only one Adam for being able to catch them in there.
If I want to be in some way,
I say, me verse me war or claim me swa.
You fear me.
Umbe swa. So what's a umbe umu?
I don't like that.
Anso verse me umbe umu.
I just want to be normal.
Obese oye se ni anso for be aye. Da na obiye timi akoni.
People think I talk.
Because you say me kasa.
If I really open my mouth, this church will scatter.
Na se mi kase mi bie manua, and se mi bie sinenye kra.
Say my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
in the spirit,
in the spirit,
in the power,
in the power.
Any demon that is influencing people negatively against me, be shut down by the key of David and be swallowed up by the blood of the new covenant. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say anyone that has been influenced negatively against me, I lose you from that influence. I lose you from that influence. With the blood of the new covenant. 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 As I clap my hands, I lose you. 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 I lose you.
I lose you. I lose you. I lose you. I lose you. From that influence, with the blood of the new covenant, I lose you. 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 I lose you.
Amen. Look, it is working.
Amen.
It is working.
Amen.
I just said the voice of the Lord saying, it is done.
Amen.
You are free. It is done. You are free. It is done. You are free. Say
anyone
that has been influenced negatively and cut off from me. 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 With the blood of the new covenant. I bring you back. 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 As I clap my hand, I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back.
I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. I bring you back. With the blood of the new covenant. I bring you back. I bring you back. with the blood of the new covenant. I bring
your mind back. I bring your soul back. I bring your mind back. I bring your soul back. I bring your mind back.
I bring you back.
Jesus.
Amen.
Kaya.
Recently, there was an issue with one of our sisters who did something to a friend. She thought she was playing. But that friend lost his job. And so the mother and one of the sisters, she's fat like that. She used to sit there. Today she didn't come. With the brother, they came to my office. We called this sister. Before my wife. What happened? Let's listen. The brother spoke. The sister also spoke. I say, sister, you are wrong. You don't joke. He has lost the job. He has a wife and children. He has lost the job. But do you know? I just said to him. I say, brother, they are going to call you back. They will call you back. I say, hey, these white people, when they decide,
so
it's final.
No.
I say they are going to call you.
I say, just say,
they are not God. 1 week after,
now
they call him back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
All those who have been influenced negatively, scattered away from me, bring them back. Let the blood of the new covenant bring them back right now. Bring them back. 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 Bring them back.
Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Lord,
in Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father is in heaven.
My Father is in heaven.
If you don't take care, we'll leave here today, 12 midnight.
I
am just hearing, continue to pray.
Oh, this is to assume empire.
I am tired. I want to stop. Because tomorrow I have 3 programs.
I saw you know media from here, sir.
I keep on hearing, continue.
Of course, what he said to assume.
God, why?
I
haven't planned this thing.
I
know God will have mercy.
Yes.
Where I was rejected. Because somebody lied against
and
me. Where I was rejected. Let me be accepted back. Let the blood of the new covenant accept you back. Cause them to accept you back. As I clap my hands, let you be accepted back.
Yes, Lord. Let the blood of the new covenant.
Let the blood
accept me back.
Let the blood
accept me back. Accept me back. Accept me back. Accept me back.
Impregnate the
blood of the new covenant.
Impregnate the blood of the new
I said, Biba,
In Jesus' name,
amen.
I can hear calls of apology. Calls of apology.
Amen.
I can see people cannot sleep.
Yeah.
Your thoughts have overshadowed some people. They are just thinking about you. They are just racking their mind about you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
See, my Father in heaven.
I say, my Father in heaven.
Anyone.
Anyone
that you have removed,
that you have removed
from my life,
from my life,
that you have separated from me, let the person remain permanently separated.
Amen.
I just heard a voice.
I think
it is for me personally.
Say,
your obedience.
Why you sit here?
Has set you free.
Amen.
Your obedience has set you free. Let's begin to thank the Lord. We are living right now. We are living. Let's thank the Lord right now. Let's thank the Lord for the answer. I just passed the test. Bless the Lord for the answered prayer. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And remember, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., podcast. 11:30, the 11th hour prayer parade.
And evening time,
we are still continuing. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
When the role is called,
your name and my name.
I say when the role is called.
Your name and my name.
I say when the role is called.
Your name and my name shall never be missing.
Shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.